There are so many statements we just believe. Some because we want to.
Some because we just never questioned them.
We'll look at some of those statements today. And then for each one, we'll tell you
why it's a lie. In another packed podgram, evolution is survival of the strongest, the toughest. Xmas is just the latest attempt by blasphemers to take Christ out of Christmas. And the Bermuda Triangle is really the Devil's Triangle and one of the most dangerous places to be. Well, after a look at all the facts, we'll tell you
why it's a lie.
When it comes to evolution, it's the survival of the fittest. The strong survive and the weak perish.
Well, that's not what they meant. Fittest, in this sense, doesn't mean how fast you can run or how well you can fight. It's how well the animal or organism can reproduce and make future generations. The T-Rex was pretty good at dominating other creatures, but failed at surviving. The ones who survive are usually the ones who can hide well and survive the elements and pass on their genes and adapt. The ones who can adapt are the best adapted to their environment. Also, some creatures survive mainly due to cooperation. You know, things like sharing food and looking out for one another. Even us humans, when we're not being horrible and greedy, we usually feel compassion and empathy towards each other. While we're talking about evolution, just for the record, people did not come from modern-day monkeys. Rather, we share a common ancestor with monkeys. See, if we did come from monkeys, monkeys wouldn't exist anymore. The misconception is one of the major reasons why people, you know, they expect there to be a missing link. It should also be said that the reason that monkeys are not turning into people is that evolution is not a directed process of being more man-like, right? The goal of monkeys is not to become man or people, but to simply pass on their genes and make the best monkeys they can be. So evolution is the strongest survive? That's why it's a lie. Xmas is terrible because that's people trying to take Christ out of Christmas. Well, that's a common misconception. And sure, there very well may be a lot of people who are trying to take religion and religious meaning out of Christmas, but they would be wrong too by just changing Christ to X-mass, because Xmas dates back to the 16th century. Xmas is an abbreviation of the word Christmas, and X is the first letter of the Greek word that means Christ. In the United States, the fifth edition of the Royal Standard English Dictionary, which was published in Boston in 1800, included in its list of explanations of common abbreviations or contractions of words the entry Xmas, which means Christmas. Quotations with the word can be found in texts first written in Canada, and in the late 1800s, the word has been used in Australia and in the Caribbean. However, there are always those who loudly decree that the use of the abbreviation Xmas is some kind of blasphemy against Christ and Christianity. There's no real proof of that. It's really just people being lazy and writing the word in fewer letters. So that's why it's a lie. And finally, the Bermuda Triangle, also known as the Devil's Triangle, is a loosely defined region in the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean, where a number of aircraft and ships are said to have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. If you want more specifics, the Bermuda Triangle is right off the southeastern coast of the United States in the Atlantic Ocean, with its apexes in the vicinities of Bermuda, Miami, Florida, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. It covers about 500,000 square miles, which is like 800,000 square kilometers, which is huge. Bermuda was once known as the Isle of Devils. It was first called the Bermuda Triangle in a magazine article in 1964. Since then, popular culture has attributed unexplained disappearances to the paranormal or activity by extraterrestrial beings. Planes and boats have supposedly vanished in the area. But when you investigate most cases, they're not that mysterious. In some cases, they were never in that area to begin with. Sometimes the missing were found, or there's a reasonable explanation for their disappearance. There are a couple where they just didn't find it, too. But there are places where they didn't find the plane or boat or people all over the world. They're just finding people now that disappeared elsewhere in the world 100 years ago. According to the U.S. Navy, the triangle does not exist, and the name is not recognized by the U.S. board or geographic names. Scientists have documented deviations from the norm in the area and have found some interesting formations on the seafloor within the Bermuda Triangle's boundaries. So, for those who like to believe in it, there is some fuel for that fire. But here's a different perspective. If the Bermuda Triangle was more dangerous than elsewhere in the world, you'd think people there would have to pay higher insurance premiums. Well, no. The Bermuda Triangle is not on any real map, and documented evidence indicates that a significant percentage of the incidents were inaccurately reported or embellished by later authors. In a 2013 study, the Worldwide Fund for Nature identified the world's 10 most dangerous waters for shipping. The Bermuda Triangle was not among them. Most disappearances are weather-related. The Bermuda Triangle? The Devil's Triangle? Nah, it's just a lie. Okay, if you have a lie that you'd like explored, please send it my way. Comment on iTunes, mark in all 5 stars. That'll be our code, so I know that you're super cool. You can search us up on Podomatic, and Why It's a Lie is on Facebook. Give it a like. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.